Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The year-long retirement devotional for women is a Christian devotional designed for women entering retirement or already living in that season. Published under the name Biblical Teachings, it offers a 52-week structure built around short daily reflections that can be read in about 5 minutes. The book is positioned as a practical and spiritual companion for readers facing the transition out of work and into a new chapter of life. Its central purpose is not simply encouragement, but a redefinition of retirement as a meaningful season shaped by faith, purpose, gratitude, prayer, and relationship building. Based on the available descriptions, the devotional addresses common concerns such as loss of identity, loneliness, uncertainty about purpose, and the need for new rhythms of life. Rather than treating retirement as a period of decline, it frames it as an opportunity for renewal, deeper trust in God, and intentional personal reflection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a retirement devotional built around short, manageable daily reflection. One of the book's defining features is its format. It is structured as a year-long devotional with brief 5-minute readings, which makes it accessible for readers who want spiritual guidance without a demanding study commitment. That brevity matters because retirement often brings a shift in routine, and some readers may want a simple, sustainable devotional habit rather than a dense theological workbook. The 52-week design also creates a steady pace, helping readers approach retirement as an ongoing process rather than a single emotional event. This format supports consistency, which is important for spiritual reflection because small, regular practices tend to be easier to maintain than occasional, longer sessions. The book, therefore, functions as a daily anchor. It gives readers a clear cadence for prayer, reflection, and application. In that sense, the structure is not just a convenience feature. It is part of the book's method for helping readers build stability during a period of transition. Secondly, faith-centered identity after leaving a career role behind. A major concern addressed by the devotional is identity after retirement. Many women experience retirement not only as a practical change, but also as a loss of structure, role, and social definition. The book responds by redirecting identity away from professional status and toward a God-centered understanding of self. That shift is important because it reframes retirement from a subtraction of value to a different expression of worth. The devotional appears to emphasize biblical reflection as a way to remember that purpose does not end with employment. Instead, identity is grounded in faith, character, and ongoing spiritual growth. This theme gives the book a pastoral function. It speaks to readers who may feel disoriented by the disappearance of work-based markers of achievement. Rather than offering abstract reassurance, it uses scripture-based encouragement to replace uncertainty with a more durable foundation. In the context of retirement, that is a practical approach because the loss of role often creates emotional instability, and identity renewal is essential to moving forward with confidence. Thirdly, purpose and fulfillment as active pursuits in a new season of life. The devotional places strong emphasis on finding purpose and fulfillment after retirement. This is one of its most relevant contributions because many books in the genre focus only on coping with aging, while this one treats retirement as an active season of discovery. The idea is not to wait passively for meaning to return, but to explore new interests, rhythms, and forms of service that align with faith. That approach is valuable because purpose in retirement often looks different from purpose during working years. It may become less about career achievement and more about presence, reflection, creativity, relationships, and spiritual contribution. The devotional seems to support that transition through gentle prompts, practical encouragement, and reflection on God's guidance. By connecting purpose to ongoing spiritual life, the book avoids making retirement seem empty or purely leisure-based. It instead presents fulfillment as something that can be cultivated intentionally. This helps readers see that retirement can still involve growth, responsibility, and direction, even if those take a quieter or more flexible form than before. And scripture-based reflection. These are not presented as abstract religious ideals, but as practical tools for navigating emotional change. In retirement, uncertainty can trigger anxiety, especially when routines disappear and the future feels less defined. Prayer offers a structured way to respond to that uncertainty, while gratitude helps redirect attention from loss toward continuing gifts and opportunities. Scripture provides the theological framework that supports both practices. Together, these disciplines create an internal rhythm that can steady readers during a time of adjustment. The devotional's likely strength is that it uses short, accessible reflections to make these practices feel realistic rather than burdensome. That matters because spiritual habits are most useful when they can be integrated into ordinary life. The result is a devotional that is less about information and more about formation. It aims to shape emotional resilience through repeated contact with biblical encouragement, helping readers interpret retirement through trust rather than fear. Lastly, relationship building as an antidote to isolation in retirement. Another significant theme in the book is the strengthening of relationships. Retirement can reduce everyday contact with coworkers, routines, and the built-in social structure that employment often provides. For some women, that creates a risk of loneliness or social narrowing. The devotional responds by encouraging readers to nurture meaningful connections and remain open to community. This makes the book more comprehensive than a purely private devotional, because it recognizes that retirement affects social life as well as spiritual life. The emphasis on relationships suggests that fulfillment in retirement is not only an individual experience, it is also shaped by how one gives and receives support from others. The book appears to encourage readers to see this season as an opportunity to invest more intentionally in family, friends, and faith-based community. That is a practical insight, because the loss of workplace connection is one of retirement's most immediate challenges. By treating community as part of spiritual well-being, the book offers a fuller model of adjustment than devotionals focused only on personal reflection. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who are approaching retirement, newly retired, or still adapting to the emotional changes that come with leaving full-time work. It will also be useful to readers who want a faith-based devotional that is brief, structured, and directly tied to a major life transition. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It gives readers a sustainable way to reflect, pray, and reframe retirement without requiring a long study time. Intellectually, it offers a coherent Christian interpretation of retirement as a season of identity, purpose, and relationship renewal, rather than a period of diminished usefulness. What distinguishes it from many similar devotionals is its focused combination of brevity, year-long structure, and attention to the specific emotional concerns of retired women. Instead of offering generic encouragement, it addresses loneliness, uncertainty, and loss of routine with biblically grounded reflection. That makes it especially relevant as a companion book for readers who want spiritual support that is both gentle and directly connected to the realities of retirement. If you would like to support biblical teachings, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.